In Brussels today, NATO ministers called on Serbia's president, Slobodan Milosevic, to reverse the annulment of opposition victories in last month's local elections. That does not seem likely. A federal Yugoslav court backed the annulment of the results today. The opposition's appeal had already been rejected by Serbian courts. There were more anti-government demonstrations in Belgrade today. Paul Wood filed this report for the BBC.
The attempt to get local election results reinstated has now been through both the Serbian and the federal court systems, failing each time. All legal avenues of redress for the opposition now appear to be exhausted. The protesters on the streets made their own comment, leaving copies of the constitution outside court buildings for the judges inside to read. The opposition say President Milosevic and the Serbian state have lost all claim to legitimacy by going through with a cancellation of the local election results. They rammed the point home by refusing to attend the opening session of the Yugoslav Federal Parliament today. Seemingly without any other option, the opposition are continuing with the massive street demonstrations which have brought Belgrade to a standstill every day for the past 3 weeks. But if there seems little movement at home, they are drawing increasing international support. Economic sanctions are once again back on the agenda, the American Secretary of State Warren Christopher telling President Milosevic that Serbia could not be ruled as an unreformed dictatorship. The opposition don't want economic sanctions to be reimposed, but Western diplomats say the threat of a return to the trade embargo hurts the governing socialists in a way that mere words cannot.
The BBC's Paul Wood in Belgrade.